Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You made the pivot though, because that's not easy.
No.
Right, like you've done something, you've watched your mom do something in fashion, but you make the pivot. But you said that you grew up in an entrepreneurial household.
Every day.
And so what kind of lessons did you see that made you feel sufficient and comfortable to make that pivot?
Right. So I would say going through the industry and really seeing that it wasn't built for me to win, that I was basically creating a brand for every single artist that I worked for. You know, I worked with Jeremiah. I worked with French Montana. I've worked with some really big names, right, for 20 years. Like, for real, that was my bread and butter. I made money. I made good money. One of the top stylists in Los Angeles, really made a name for myself. But I knew that that could only take me so far. It's like they're able to, you know, the stars that we're working with, they're able to go and retire on what we've created for them. So what is left for us, the people that are on the other side of the camera, what does our future look like? Because we're creatives as well. And so for me, I always, you know, the branding and coming out with brands and things of that sort, I've been doing that since a young girl. So it was not like the first brand I came out with. Mm-hmm. I had a t-shirt line, a really cute handbag line, and everything that I did when I was younger. I mean, I made it in Cosmo, you know, Glamour magazine. Like, I really would always take it to the hilt. But then a celebrity would call, or, you know, I'd have to go back and really do my real job, which was styling. And that takes so much of your time and effort. So I was basically, I would say that my last show that I did, right before the last show that I did, I was watching this video of Dame Dash. And he was talking, and you know we all love Dame Dash. And he was just dropping so much knowledge. And I was like, dang, I was sitting with somebody. And I said, dang, if I could get under Dame Dash, I would be a beast. Even though I was already a beast. I said, I would be a beast, like a for real beast. 2 weeks later, I get a call for a show with Dame Dash. I'm like, oh my God, they called me. They said Dame Dash is one of the hosts. So I did a show called The Next Big Thing. It was like a music competition show on BET. Mm-hmm. And it was Dame Dash, Zaytoven, and Tina Davis were the judges. And so I was with Dame Dash for the next 8 weeks. And we became super cool. I love Dame. And I actually just ran to him in the airport and told my story. He was like, what? He couldn't believe it. He was so excited, so happy for me. But I told him, I said, you gave me a lot of knowledge during that show. You didn't even know it. You was dropping knowledge on all those young kids. But really, I was sitting there soaking it up as well. And one of the things that stood out to me was, he said, he was talking to the kids. He was like, what did Lil Wayne do? How did Lil Wayne just blow, blow, blow? You know what Lil Wayne did? He said, Lil Wayne flooded the internet. He flooded everything. And that stuck with me. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. And we'll get to that next when you ask me that question. But that's what I did. But I did it organically. And that was the secret to my sauce. So, I didn't do it through paying for it.
So just, yeah, let's lead into that.
Yeah, then. Let's go into that. Okay, so basically in a nutshell, when I came up with Hollywood Hair, I was sitting on that show and soaking up all the knowledge and literally sitting there with my laptop on my downtime making my, you know, my logo, creating my website, those types of things. I really had learned. There was an amazing family friend I have, and she's a really amazing online marketer. Her name is Nicole Cooper. She told me a long time ago, she said, Tiffany, if you want to work, make it on the internet, you need to learn how to do everything yourself first. Learn how to do your logo. Learn how to do your website. Learn how to market. Learn how to, all the things that you need so that you can then, you know, once you do better and you can hire people, you can know how to manage them properly. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And so I learned how to do everything. And so because I'm a creator and a creative and a brander and a brand, you know, that's really what I do. I was able to get on different tools and really learn. So I made everything. So I sat there, made all my stuff. And that's the reason why they say my intellectual properties are worth so much, because I literally am behind every single thing in the brand, right? Mm-hmm. Not just the product, but the logo, the color, the, you know, the marketing, the way we talk to the customer, all of that. So in a nutshell, when I launched, I basically went into engagement share groups. At the time, I don't know if you know, but like, you know, the share for share type thing. And this was like in 2018. I got into an engagement share group that basically had been around for 10 years. And they basically would drop on this group chat called Kik. I think it's called Kik or Kike, K-I-K. And it's like, we can have a group and you can have up to 50 people in the group and you can have all these different rooms. And so they would break you off on the rooms depending on how many followers you had. And then when they say drop, you drop, and you would drop in your, basically your ad, your picture and your, you know, and your you know, your comment, your post, whatever. They would post it and you would post theirs, and it would stay on their page for an hour, 2 hours maybe. And you would do this all day long. And I became a nut, a fanatical with it. And I was making money. I mean, the first month I made like $50,000. And I was like, oh my God, I made $50,000 in 1 month? This is something, right?
What was the product?
This was the hair growth serum.
The hair, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. So I knew how to talk to the consumer. You know, I knew how to basically ask them an open-ended question in my comment section, you know, in the area where you have your what is it called? Oh my God, I'm losing my thought. You know, on the comments, your
comment,
the comment section.
Yeah, I guess your comment. Well, not your comment section, but your caption. Your caption.
Oh, caption. Okay, got you.
Yes. So in the caption, I would tell them, like, I knew how to get to the woman's psyche, a Black woman's psyche, because I am a Black woman and I know what we want, right? I ask them, do you want to grow your hair? Do you want to grow you or your daughter's hair? So I knew exactly what to ask them. And then I would say, comment me below. They would comment me below, and then I would go in and I would say, check your DM. Then I would sell my butt off in the DM and be like, this is what we do. Da, 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 da. These are how many reviews we have. This is the ingredients. This is how fast it's going to work. Because we have a product that works in 7 to 14 days. You're going to grow your hair regardless. Yeah. Alopecia, you know, you're going to see a little fuzz. You're going to see something in 7 to 14 days, which is kind of unheard of with an all natural product. So I was the one that came to the game with that. And, you know, everyone now, they try to say 7 to 14 days. But that was something that we came with. No one had ever said that before. So the people were blown away. And I was able to show them women with long hair, Black women with long hair. So I got to the psyche of the women, and they bought into it. That's they bought into it like this in the beginning, like they did.
Yeah.
Then we continued that. I did that for about 15 months. About 12 months in, I started getting calls from a marketing agency. I'm like, marketing agency, I believe in $0 for marketing. I'm making $50,000 because I was like consistently, you know, and I had about $100,000 to my website every month. And this is just for no money, right? Mm-hmm. Not having to pay for anything. So I thought I was doing well. They consistently bombarded me to a certain extent. And then once I found out who they were, I was like, okay, I'm going to give them a try. We started in, and I never forget this day. They were like, okay, so you're going to start, you have to pay us $5,000 a month. And I was like, you know, when you start making money, you're like, 5,000. I mean, hey, 5,000 a month? Okay,
To get into the group.
Yeah, no. This is to actually be with the big time marketing agency now. Okay. So now we're, let's say you're 15 months in, you're making 50,000 a month, you're feeling like you're cool for
you gotta
free.
Leave the DMs,
you know?
Now you're leaving the DMs.
Now you're leaving the DMs. Now you're leaving dealing with people directly. Now you're onto the bigger, you know, social media marketing agency that now they can run ads on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Snapchat and all these things, you know? So I'm like, okay. So they're like, $5,000 a month. I'm like, okay, fine. So then they said, and I said, and then what, I have to pay for the ads? And they're like, yeah, you have to pay. So like, well, how much is that? So they said, like, I thought I was gonna do $250 a day. Now, this was my thought. I'm gonna give y'all $250 a day.
This is Facebook ads?
Yeah, Facebook ads. $250 a day, and then I'm gonna make $500. Then I'll do $250 a day every day. You know what I mean? $250 a day every day. No, that wasn't what it was. He was like, you know what, you're gonna have to just give us free reign to just spend the money. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, well, how much are you going to spend? Like maybe $1,500 a day, maybe $2,000. We have to figure it out. We have to test first. We have to do all this. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I put it in God's hands. And I'm like, well, you know what? You've come this far. So I think you've done everything right. What I did was I did everything right because I studied for 10 years. I studied from 2008 to 2018 on online marketing, the things to do, right? Mm-hmm. So when I came out with the website, I had my pixel set up. So my pixel was capturing all of that free organic, you know, traffic that I was having that came to the site. So that was like golden. That's the step that everybody skips. You got to put in the work. You can't just put Facebook ads and think that like that's going to blow you up the way I blew up. No. The reason why we had such success is because I really put in the work. I was doing those shares from 5 a.m. to freaking 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. every day for 15 months. And I put in the work. So by the time we got to the ads, they had all of the data that they needed to get to my customer. So mm-hmm. at that point, it was like I went from making $50,000 a month to the first month with the ad agency, we did $1 million.
It's a hell of a return.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Then every month consistently after that, we did $2 million. Then our peak was $3.4 million, which is so funny that I didn't even know that. I just found that out a few weeks ago when I was looking through my own data. Because, you know, when the numbers get so high, you just be like, but basically, I was shocked to know that we did 3.4 in a month. But basically, we did that consistently for 2 years. We did at least $2 million a month for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that was during the entire pandemic. That was during, you know, all the time people are online. So we were able to build up a really amazing, like, tribe of women, you know, that really loved the product and loved the fact that there was a Black woman behind it, the fact that I own it 100%, because they couldn't believe that. In the beginning, it was hell on wheels. You know our women. We like, y'all, she a scam. She did. And so there's a lot of stuff still out there online today that's still living from those days. But basically, in a nutshell, we had some things that we went through. I went through a fulfillment house situation where they were shipping all my orders backwards. So as soon as we got to the $1 million month, I'm like, okay, I need a fulfillment house. My house is filled. Everything's filled. I have everybody working. I mean, it's just got it out of hand. I'm like, I need a fulfillment house. So we got the fulfillment house. And they basically started shipping all my orders backwards. So if we were 2 weeks behind at that point, so they screwed up all my stuff for a good 6 to 8 weeks. So a lot of the trolls then had to say, yeah, she ain't shipping it right. And, you know, so it got really, really crazy. I really was taken over by how much hate is online. It's crazy, right? So yeah. I knew because I've dealt with celebrities. I grew up in that world. I knew. So I was like, not reading any of this. I'm not responding. Nobody will ever hear me respond on the trolls and this and that. So at this point, now you start seeing the comments change. Now you start seeing people, oh my God, I love this product. It's working.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.